This is Moscow. You're tuned to the World Service of the Voice of Russia.
From Moscow, the news. First, the main points. 114 people have died in unrest in southern Kyrgyzstan. Poland's presidential candidates favor stronger cooperation with Russia. Germany beats Australia 4-0 at the World Football Championships in South Africa. Those were the main points. Now the news in full. The number of victims of riots in Kyrgyzstan has risen to 114, ETA-TASS has been told by the Ministry of Health. Over the past 3 days, around 1,500 people have sought medical assistance in the conflict zone. More than half of them were hospitalized. Many of the injured were suffering from gunshot wounds. Meanwhile, according to the incoming information from Osh and Jalalabad, with the coming of nightfall, the shooting in these regional centers stopped. The military and the Ministry of Internal Affairs have partially brought the situation in the troubled areas under their control. In a telephone conversation with the interim president of Kyrgyzstan, Roza Otunbayeva, President Dmitry Medvedev noted the need to stop the ethnic conflict in the republic as quickly as possible, the press secretary of the Russian leader, Natalia Timakova, told the press. Otunbayeva briefed President Medvedev on the situation in the country. The Russian president stressed the need to restore order and stop the ethnic conflict very quickly, as it entails a loss of human life, and the related humanitarian situation must be seen to as well, said Timakova. President Medvedev made the point that on Monday, on his behalf as chairman of the Council of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, the National Security Council secretary will be consulting with the member countries. The meeting is attended by representatives of Kyrgyzstan, reported RIA Novosti. Relatives of a Russian national, Irina Antonova, will seek the assistance of the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, Thomas Hammerberg, and the Russian Ombudsman Vladimir Lukin to prevent Finnish authorities from deporting the 82-year-old to Russia. This came in a statement by Antonova's lawyer, the Finnish human rights activist Johan Beckman, in an interview with the Echo Moskvy radio station on Sunday. Irina Antonova suffered a blood stroke 2 years ago, so her daughter, who makes her home in Helsinki, took her mother from Vyborg, Leningrad region, to Finland. Irina Antonova came as a visitor and has since lived in Helsinki with her daughter. Although the old lady is clearly in need of care by her relatives, Finnish authorities have turned down her relatives' request for a residential permit for her. The Finnish authorities' decision to deport the 82-year-old Antonova to Vyborg, where she has neither home nor next of kin, has prompted wide public comment. All main Polish presidential candidates came out for boosting cooperation with Russia during televised debates on Sunday. We should make stronger our ties with Moscow, said the acting Polish president, candidate of the ruling party, Bronislaw Komorowski. Jarosław Kaczyński of Poland's biggest opposition party also feels that Poland should make use of the current hope for normalizing relations with Russia. The leader of the Democratic Left Alliance, Grzegorz Napieralski, says for his part that friends should be looked for in neighbor countries such as Russia, Ukraine and Germany. The early presidential election is due in Poland on the 20th of June. Ukraine is prepared for close cooperation with Russia and Kazakhstan on uranium. This came in a statement by Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych, in a live interview with the Inter-TV channel. According to him, talks to that end are already underway. Kazakhstan is a shareholder of a factory in the Russian city Angarsk. Yanukovych said that Kiev was prepared to act as a third party, namely as a co-founder and co-owner of the Angarsk factory, given that it is this factory that will supply nuclear fuel to Ukraine. A similar factory could be built in Ukraine through a trilateral effort. This news is coming to you from Moscow. The Minister of Trade, Industry and Tourism of the Republic of Cyprus, Antonis Paschalidis, has told Etatas news agency that Cyprus sees Russia as a strategic partner and offers assurances that it is Russia's reliable friend in Europe and in all European agencies of which Nicosia is a member. He spoke prior to his visit to Moscow as the head of a delegation of Cyprus's Chamber of Commerce. Belgium held a snap parliamentary election on Sunday, June 13th. According to France Press News Agency, the New Flemish Alliance, known for its nationalist and separatist slogans, has unexpectedly won in Flanders. By preliminary returns, the party has polled almost 30% of the votes cast in the region, causing the others to trail behind. But in the other parts of Belgium, it is the Socialist Party that has proved the leader. The Socialists have secured the support of a majority of the French-speaking Wallonia and the officially bilingual Brussels. Israel rejected a UN proposal for an international probe into the flotilla raid and has announced an internal inquiry into the incident and agreed to include two foreign observers in its own inquiry, said a government statement. Nine Turkish activists were killed when Israeli commandos stormed the flotilla's ships in international waters on May 31st. Two police officers and an army sergeant who were held hostage by Colombia's FARC rebels since 1998 were rescued in an operation by the country's security forces. Police General Luis Mendieta, the longest-held FARC hostage, Police Sergeant Arbe Delgado and Army Colonel Enrique Murillo were freed during a raid in the southern jungles on Sunday. The FARC started as a pro-communist guerrilla movement in 1964. It now supports itself with money raised from kidnapping and protection of Colombia's huge trade in illegal drugs. Germany becomes the strongest of the Group D teams in the FIFA World Cup 2010 in South Africa after defeating Australia 4-0. Ghana is also in Group D with 3 points after beating Serbia 1-0. The upcoming matches will feature six teams: Netherlands against Denmark, Japan against Cameroon, and Italy against Paraguay. The Latvian resort city of Jūrmala hosted a parade of brides on Sunday featuring over 150 women wearing wedding dresses and attracting hundreds of citizens and tourists to see the beautiful show. This event encourages preserving and promoting the value of family and marriage. One miner was rescued on Monday after being trapped for almost 11 days in a flooded coal mine in North China's Shaanxi province. The miner, aged 42, although apparently weak, was able to talk and was rushed to hospital, said a spokesperson with the rescue headquarters. The mine was flooded on June 3rd, 11 miners trapped, of them 6 were rescued on June the 6th and 4 were confirmed dead. And to end the news, the main points again. 114 die in unrest in southern Kyrgyzstan. Poland's presidential candidates favor stronger cooperation with Russia. That's the news.